This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/ Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama, don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, if you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, big stupid Mrs. Motherfucker's Bobbin. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
I just scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. Attention, Kmart shoppers! Attention, Kmart shoppers! Light special in the ham radio aisle! Hello!
I want to buy a thing.
Yeah, good evening.
Oh,
what do you want to buy, Joey?
My sinuses are so clogged I can hardly eat anything. Everything is green outside. It's so terrible.
Maybe you won't snore during the show.
I hate green. I'm going to snore more.
No, you're going to be all clogged up.
I am. I'm clogged.
Be nice. Like, nice and clogged.
I'm so clogged my butthole won't open.
Oh.
Ah.
Somebody call his wife. It's the Ham Radio Show.
That's
live
right.
On hamradioshow.com. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, of course. 718-577-1389.
Ooh.
Baby. Yes, and we're also live on Facebook via the Facebook Live Suite. Operational right directly on my Facebook page. People in there. Monica's in there. I think that's Massive Head Moon Monica.
Yeah.
Marcus in there. Anna's in there. Carissa's in there. Joe.
That's me.
Damn it. And Noel.
Noel, yeah.
Is it Noel or Noel?
No, it's Noel.
Noel.
I'm going to say Noel.
That's my buddy.
I know who Noel is.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. He freaking comes down here. He sings songs.
Oh, you do know Noel.
He's a singer.
Yes, he is.
And he likes our material. He loves our show.
Yes, he's very good.
He is. He's really good. He's very talented.
Yes.
I don't know why he listens to this show, but he's very talented.
I have no idea.
So he knows what not to do.
And probably.
Which is why he's talented.
That's his talent.
This show is a goddamn instructional.
Not listening to this show is a talent.
This thing's an instructional menu here. Don't do us.
That's right.
Yes. You do you.
You do you.
Us.
We're an opposite barometer.
I do you, boo. Don't do me, boo.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it's May 9th.
Yeah.
How is everybody doing?
Is it really?
Yeah, we're live.
Yeah. Okay.
Big show today.
Big show today. Still trying to figure out how to say her real name. WWE Hall of Famer Lita,
yeah.
A.K.A. Amy Dumas or Dumas or Dumbass. We haven't figured it out because there's
Dumas.
Been three or Dumas Lita. Yes. But she's going to be on the show today.
Ooh.
And it's weird. It's like having like, you know, you see her on TV. You tuned in every Monday night when she was on Monday Night Raw,
yeah.
Representing the WWE. That's why she's in the Hall of Fame. She changed women's revolution. In the sport of professional wrestling, she was one of the matriarchs.
Really?
Of that.
She was good, yes.
Well, her
very,
and
very
her
good.
And you guys say like her and Trish Stratus were during the Attitude Era and beyond carried the women's division.
Whoa.
I mean, yeah, yes, you had Chyna, and yes, you had Ivory, and yes, you had Jazz, and yes, you had Miss Jackie, and all those other women, Molly Holly, all these other chicks that were in there. But yeah. But the two that you knew you were going to see a great match was Lita and Trish Stratus.
Yeah.
One half of that equation is on our program today. That's pretty goddamn good.
I think so.
I think we need a bell on that.
Yeah.
She has a new show coming out on ASY TV there, ASY TV.
Yeah,
she has a show called the UFO Show.
Right.
UFO-SHO, the UFO Show. And you can get that, I believe you got to go to asytv.com, you know,
mm-hmm.
Sign up, do all that good stuff. It's also available on Roku and all that good stuff.
That
it's a
it
real
is.
Show. I've seen the trailer for it. I posted the trailer for it.
Is this like a UFO conspiracy?
That, imagine Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Are we going to eat food?
Yeah, well, she does in a couple episodes because they go to diners that are out there on that strip of highway going towards Area 51, Vegas, all that area, Roswell, all that good stuff.
She goes to Roswell, Santa Fe, Sedona, Arizona.
Yes.
And it celebrates the culture of the whole UFO phenomenon.
And how people
and
revel in that.
Well, that's a cult. It's like a cult.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's not a cult.
It is a cult.
It's not a cult.
People that get together and they worship the foes.
They don't worship. Wait, they don't worship the aliens. You dumbass.
I'm scared.
They don't worship the aliens. They freaking just revel in the fact that the aliens. Everyone thinks. That the Roswell, New Mexico thing,
yeah.
Out there at least, believe that it was not a weather balloon.
Oh, yeah, weather
as
balloon.
As everyone said
yeah.
It was. It was a weather balloon.
Yeah, sure.
That caused that weird, you know, shape in the sky.
Yeah,
the,
right.
The reflective tint from the weather balloon. That you know, then you get the alien conspiracy nuts.
Right.
But then I look at it this way.
Jesse Ventura is investigating.
Yes, Jesse. If Hammy was here, he'd be doing the Ventura gimmick right now. It'd be
sure,
great.
Yeah.
Swell. The thing I do have to point out, though, is the one thing, like, I don't believe in ghosts. Because that, to me, is fucking weird. Because an apparition, you got to prove that there's life after death.
Well, you know,
you know what I'm saying? Like, in some form. There really has been no proof of that.
Yeah, but ghosts
you
are in your mind. They're not like, you know... They're in your head. Like, I've seen a couple of ghosts, but they weren't really, they were in my head, you know.
Well, that you were either drunk or high, Joe.
Well, maybe.
You had an extensive drug career at one point.
At one point.
Okay, so let's call a spade a spade. You were probably either drunk and or high.
No.
Probably the latter than the front there.
I'll tell you, my mother had a great story about ghosts. When we moved into an apartment one time, she was making the bed.
Right.
And as she's making the bed, you know, tucking the sheets under, she sees an old lady's rear end tucking the sheets under on the other end.
An old lady's rear end?
Well, like,
she's
like dressed, but, you know, like she's like tucking the sheet on the end of it. So my mother gets up really quick and she's scared, but then there's nobody there.
Right.
So and she sees it again on another occasion. Then she finds out that before we lived there, the old lady lived there and her spirit was making the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
There's a lot of people
my
that
mother
have experiences
Your
like
mother
that.
Was a big liar. She told
no,
you were smart.
My mother swears. The other day, it was me, her, and my father.
Oh, Jesus. Now it's going to become all about ghosts.
No. All sitting in the living room watching TV.
They're sitting flicking chickens.
Sitting flicking chickens. It swears a fucking dog walked across the room.
Yeah.
Swears.
Oh, my God. Most of your mothers that we're talking about are intelligent beings. All right? I would not... Look, I have an aunt who runs a hospital.
Yeah.
And this woman comes out and says she lived in a house that was haunted. You run a hospital. You're a woman of science.
Sure. What about the...
Would you please...
Horror, man?
Please. For Christ's sake. You are a woman of science. You know that if there was such a thing as ghosts, we would see them way more than we fucking do. They wouldn't be just stories where magically, so all the ghost powers in the world, Danny, all the powers from the Phantom Realm summoned up a dog to walk past your mother.
Yeah.
And that was it. And the other one was an old lady tucking in sheets.
No, there are people all over the place. They have these...
Right.
Feelings and thoughts.
Sure. It's premonitions.
You have
you
all of this stuff.
I don't believe in... I don't believe in no ghosts.
Yeah.
Go get the Ghostbusters. I don't believe in ghosts. But what I was going to relate this to was the fact of, if you're... Say you're religious.
Yeah.
Now, none of us here on the show are. But if you are religious and you believe in God, right?
Mm-hmm. I believe
it's pure... Okay, so we'll go with you. We'll use you as the controlled subject.
I don't really believe in religion, but I believe in God.
No, you believe in God. Okay, so let's just say you believe in God.
Tell Earth for luck.
Do you believe in all of God's works? He created the heavens and the earth, Joe. Do you believe in all that?
Yeah.
All that mumbo-jumbo and hullabaloo.
I don't buy that, wines and fishes business.
No, but do you believe in that there is an omnipotent being on this astral plane of existence that created the heavens and the earth?
Yeah, he came from the planet Androsius.
Well, no, that's the Mormon stuff. We'll get to that, we can get to that again if you wish.
Let's not.
And that was the planet Cola.
Cola.
Yes. All right, so now if you believe in God, and you believe that some omnipotent being created the heavens and the earth, you're going to tell me that he stopped at one planet.
Well, no, he didn't stop. He's just there's so
but
many
that's
planets.
What I'm saying.
He hasn't had time to do them all.
No, but
he's
he
done one here, and then there's maybe another one like
okay, so you're
Cleveland.
you're making my point.
Yeah.
Not Cleveland, you
dumb. Well, you know, like far away, you know. Like,
why are you fucking retarded?
Well, it's not
Cleveland. It would be some other solar system. Cleveland is across it's the Midwest, fucking idiot.
Yeah, well, there's a solar system called Cleveland.
There is not a solar system called Cleveland.
You sure? Never know.
Yeah. No.
We haven't found them all.
Have you ever met anybody from Cleveland? They're out there, man.
They're out there, but they're not from another planet.
Oh.
Okay? They're from the Midwest. They like cheese and the Cavaliers.
They like
that's
cheese,
what they like. Okay, now.
What's
it's
on?
Usually a big mistake, but that's besides the point.
Okay, but now let us get back to the point.
Okay.
Because you've made my point.
Yes, Mr. Dumbass.
Okay?
Dumbass.
Yes, the only dumbass is Joe.
Dumbass.
You have made my point. If there is some form of omnipotent being that has created multiple planets, therefore, ergo, Danny, there has to be life on other planets.
Yeah.
See how simple that was put?
I buy that.
Which would thus make the UFO thing more relevant.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. I'm agreeing with Lita and her UFO show.
Absolutely.
On Asai TV. Go to AsaiTV.com for further details on that.
Now,
but what I'm saying, the ghost thing, fuck off.
Maybe they are the ghosts.
It's a scientific thing.
Right.
Somewhat.
Where is the ghost scientific?
I don't know. But no, I'm not saying scientific.
The alien scientific.
If you suffer from sleep paralysis.
Yes, sleep paralysis.
Annoyingest fucking thing in the world, happens to me all the time.
Which is kind of like show paralysis which Joe has every week.
Well, no, that's
when you happen. What happens when you
don't explain, Joe? Yes. We don't need your help. Yeah. Danny's the medical guy. Let him do.
Sleep paralysis. You get caught in between like normal like sleep cycles.
You're
like,
in the, you're in between, the REM, REM.
Coming out of it. So yeah. your conscious brain is aware, but your body's totally paralyzed. You can't move. So you can hear, like, if I fell asleep right now and it happened to me, I can hear this entire show. I can, when I finally wake up and come out of it, I can tell you everything you guys talked about and said and all this stuff. Like, if you fall asleep with the TV on, you can know. Like, I made it through a whole episode of Law and Order, and I can tell you exactly what episode it was.
And Danny knew the guy was guilty before they did
but
the
anyway,
album.
But that's why sometimes they say people, like, have visions of ghosts. And getting abducted by aliens because they don't realize they're still sleeping. They hear all this, like, background noise.
Wait, hold on a minute. I'd also like to put a flag on your play for a second. I don't agree that every anal probe story is real, though. I don't want to be like, I was sitting on my porch fingering my sister.
You are all weirdos.
And then what happened is blue light came down, and then I got stuck in her vagina, and this tractor beam pulled us both up into the heavens, Danny.
But they also say that's why people sometimes feel like they're having an out-of-body experience.
Right.
You know, I died, and then they'll look.
Yeah, I can see myself.
Because.
Okay, but that's too, you're right there with the parade. But it has to be. Every person then has to be suffering from sleep paralysis. Do you
Some people
that
don't even know.
Some
I didn't know
form of
like,
it.
Like I didn't even know that even fucking existed. It happened to me a couple of times, and I thought I was just like a weird fucked up dream.
You thought you were dating Cosby?
Yeah. Like I got
that's
fucking
sleep paralysis.
Right. That's what a lot of those. That's what.
Yeah.
That
and then
is.
Somebody else mentioned it, and someone and then I googled it. And I'm like, shit, that fucking happens to me all the time.
So what's the difference with that and a regular dream? Like, you know,
because you're in between.
Your brain is functioning. Like, your mind...
Your body hasn't caught up to the wake-up stage
yet. Your brain just hasn't told you to wake the fuck up. So if you try to move...
You can't.
You can't. Like, in your, and I say to myself, like, come on, move. Fucking wake the fuck up. Like, I can... My
Danny's
Cricket,
like...
My conscious.
My Jiminy Cricket. I love how we got Jiminy Cricket first, then said conscious.
Yeah, but then I'm sitting there, I'm like screaming, I'm wake the fuck up, and then sometimes you feel like you can't breathe. Like,
he's like Uma Thurman in Kill Bill Part 1 there.
Is that
big toe.
Is that like the other day, I was dreaming that I was chewing some Juju Food chewing gum, and when I woke up, I had the taste of Juju Food chewing gum?
No, that's like a synopsis.
A regular dream.
A what?
You had a synopsis in your brain went off. You fired a synopsis, and your dream was so vivid that you could taste the juicy fruit gum when you woke up. Like, I had a dream about...
it's like a wet dream.
Danny, Tracy Hurtado. I just said her whole fucking name on the show. Don't care. Had a dream about her in high school when she kisses me on the cheek. Ugh. Felt the fucking kiss.
My nerve
endings went, holy shit. She just kissed me on the cheek. Had a full... woke up in my room.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
Exactly, this game.
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking.
Right, Joe?
Don't they?
No. But woke up and felt like she must have been in my room because I got kissed.
She was probably there.
Now, there are some dreams that are scary like that. Like, you can smell.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I was dreaming and I touched this bell, it would feel exactly the same as it does now. You can smell like, if you walked through a fucking orange grove, you can smell the fucking oranges.
Well, like when you have a wet dream, it feels so good, man. You're doing
real,
it, right? Yeah.
Until you wake up and you go, clean that.
Yeah. Don't go near it. We don't know where it's been.
I know where it's been. I don't want to know where it's going.
I know.
The other part, though, is, well, that's why they say that we only use as humans a certain percentage of our brains. If you used 100% of your brain,
I could fly.
Exactly. You could probably do telekinesis. You could do pyrokinetics. You could do all this stuff.
There's people that can use both sides.
Yes. Some go both ways. Mm-hmm. Bisexual Marcus, for instance.
What are you, a Pikachu? What's a Pikachu?
A Pikachu?
Pikachu.
Yeah, he says, I had a dream about Pikachu.
Where the fuck are you reading that?
It's on the chat room.
I'm in the chat room. I have nothing on the chat room.
Oh, well, then update.
How do I update?
I had a dream about Pikachu, whatever that is.
Pikachu.
Danny, how do I update?
I don't know, but click on a thing that says 9 comments.
Where? Oh, here?
Yeah.
Where were all my comments?
I don't know.
How come the main screen doesn't have the comments, but Joe has the comments?
Because they like me.
I don't like that. Right, read me some comments, then, Joe, and tell me who's saying it.
I'm just saying that's what Marcus has said. He says, I hear voices in my head, and I think they're ghosts. You know? It could be an older comment. Look down your board.
No, I can't even. I have nothing but telling me people who are joined.
Right.
That's literally all I have on mine.
You see the three little dots up there?
Where's your three little dots up here?
Right, you click on that. Yeah. And no, that's just it.
No, just edit post. That's your job. Yeah, see, I have 9 comments. All right, let's see.
Oh, well.
Open link in new tab. What do we do here? I can't. Joe, read. We have 10 comments.
Well, I got.
All right, so read me the 10 comments.
Read him the 10 commandments.
If you have the 10 comments.
What's the last?
Do I have to go to my phone and do this?
What's the
Joe's
last comment you got?
Wait, you don't have
none.
Any.
There's no comments.
I have no comments, Joe. Holy fuck, you're deaf.
So, okay. Okay, I'll get notified when it gets. I have friends who should see this video. Like Marcus says, fuck spring. Do you got that one?
No, we don't have any of that.
Well, you got nothing. Still
aren't you over-dramatizing the situation?
And that's basically it. You know, Marcus is the last comment. Oh, here's another one. Marcus, how did you...
Dude, it says I have 10 comments, Joe. You just read 3.
Well...
Do math. That means there's 7 more somewhere that you're not reading.
Well, maybe I ain't got them either. Let me refresh.
I don't know.
All right, hold on for a minute. Because Massive Head Moon Monica wants to actually call in, but I have to tell her to call in. Monica, if you're listening to the show, we're going to take a break in a couple minutes. I'm sending you the number. By the way, it's 718-577-1389, but I'm sending it to you via the Fazio de Libre because I know that you want to jump in. But I need you to call the show when we come back from break because if you call now, I won't even be able to talk to you. Danny's like, you got 2 minutes. That's it. So I don't want to cut you off. We haven't talked to you in I don't know how long. I'd like to, you know, have a...
6 months.
No.
It's been...
According to her brain, probably less.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on.
All
right, wait, hold on. You got messages? Because I got shit. Shared my video.
Giggle says, sleep paralysis, as bad as it is, not as bad as the opposite problem where the part of your brain that paralyzes your body doesn't work.
That's Billy.
And you act out whatever you are doing unconsciously during REM dream state.
Danny, your fucking job now, by the way, is to handle the fucking chat room because I have no clue. I have no clue who's listening, who's doing what. I have all these people that have joined in, and I can't read any comments. So it's got to be, you got to read the comments. Can I refresh this page? Will it turn us off?
Yeah, it'll turn you off.
It'll turn the video off? Well, then we're not doing that. Well, we're not going to do that.
Then you won't get anything.
Yes. But obviously, you got to tell me what people say, because I have no fucking clue. So, now Giggles is saying what? That sleep paralysis is worse than what?
No, there's a part of a dream. The opposite problem, when a part of your brain that paralyzes your body doesn't work, and you act out whatever you are doing unconsciously during REM dream state. So you kind of act out what you're dreaming.
Right, that's probably also...
So
like
you just start like humping the air if you're fucking in your dream or
it's
something?
It's like those are probably like the sleepwalkers and type.
All right, that
you know,
makes
where
sense.
They get up and go for a walk, run around the house, go at 98, 97, Lulu.
Can we ask why the fuck did you just count 98, 97, Lulu?
Yeah, the honeymooners. You don't remember the honeymooners?
No, I don't know the joke. That's why I'm asking you.
Lulu, you remember that episode where...
And Billy just rolled his eyes. You see how Joe helped me and said the honeymooners? Yeah. Billy goes, I know something you don't know.
The honeymooners.
I haven't watched every episode of the honeymooners. I'm sorry, Ralphie boy. My fault. I missed the one where they were fucking...
Sort of.
Where Norton has the sleepwalking condition.
Yes, I got that, and I understand who Norton is, and I've watched the show. What I'm saying is, you can't tell me he just did a Norton impression.
Lulu.
Yeah, you just did more of one.
That was Norton.
Billy, do Norton. Let me hear Norton.
I just counted.
No, you have to do the voice.
No, I don't, because I can't do the voice.
Norton had a voice.
Yeah, but I ain't doing it because I can't do it.
You know that I know that you know that I know that you want to do me in the ass.
That's Cramden. Now give me Norton.
Here, Ruffy boy.
There you go. Which is
do that, but I'm not. When he did the count, he was 98, 97.
He did the voice.
I can't do it, so I'm not even gonna attempt it.
Don't do Norton. Do Yogi Bear.
Why would I do Yogi Bear? I can't do that voice either.
That's a fucking point.
Can you do Alice?
No.
Can you do anything?
Nope.
Good job.
I don't bring nothing to the table. Right,
so wait, right, before we get ready, Billy punched me in the face while I was sleeping once. He was dreaming.
Lieberman!
He was dreaming that he was Ike Turner.
That's what, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
What are you, the Attorney General?
No, that's choking.
Oh, okay.
Choking and slapping. We'll talk about Schneiderman when we come back.
Schneiderman!
718-577.
Schneiderman.
Oh, I knew that song was fucking coming. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show.
That's us.
When we come back, we'll talk about more crap, and we are half an hour away from the one and only Amy Dumas, a.k.a. Lita. We'll be right back after these words!
This is Ham Radio.
Now, can you please tell me what a woman's body has to do with selling beer?
All right. Number one, if it wasn't for beer, there'd be at least three people who probably wouldn't even be married. And number two, since men buy beer, advertisers have to cater to what we want. And, hold on to your corn cob pipe, we like pretty women. Ergo, pretty women sell good products, ugly women sell tennis rackets. Pretty women make us buy beer. Ugly women make us drink beer.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Totally Tasteless Tuesdays. Why? Because we can.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Oh, yeah!
Hi, this is Ace Frehley. You may remember me from such films as Kiss, Save Santa.
But Mrs. Claus, who would kidnap Santa?
Where I rescued Santa from the Paradoxals.
Hang on, Santa, we're coming.
Hurry, boys, the eggs are hatching.
With the sound of my guitar.
Everyone knows pterodactyls can't stand the screech of a guitar.
You're listening to Ham Radio.
You just practice that guitar, Santa. Next time, we'll let you do a solo.
Don't encourage him.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
Come on, sing along!
About nothing and everything all at once.
I do not know these words.
I am one of those melodramatic fools. Neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it.
Yeah!
Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
Yay!
Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps setting up. I think I'm cracking up. And I'm just paranoid. I'm like Tyson.
It's the Ham Radio Show.
That's right.
718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Later on in the program, in less than a half an hour, the lovely Lita, a.k.a. Amy Dumas, or Dumas, Amy is coming on the show talking about her new show, The UFO Show, on ASY TV, Aside Television. Go to ASYTV.com. That's ASYTV.com.
Mind plays tricks on me. And I'll keep setting up.
No, it
don't. I think I'm cracking up.
No, you're not.
By the way,
what?
I am one step away, or one step closer anyway,
to death.
To finally finding my own my shrink. Remember, I was deciding, Joe. I was making it.
Are you getting a male or a female?
It's a female.
Oh, that's great, man. You can tell them all the sexy stories. They can't say shit.
They can't say shit.
No.
Hashtag me
too.
They
gotta go. Oh yeah.
Hashtag time's up. Yeah. Hashtag me next. Yeah, so I thought it was a good. I thought I would share.
Get a young, pretty one if you can.
I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
I talked to Ash today, and you know, it's his birthday.
Hi, Ash.
Hey, Ash.
Happy birthday, to Ash.
Happy birthday to you.
I was talking to him today because he's got a shrink. I need a shrink, so yeah. I was asking people that have shrinks all day. Yeah. That's what I need to do, and.
Is she reasonable in price?
I have no clue. My insurance should cover it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Eddie.
Hey!
Oh, my gosh. It's been so long.
It's Massive Head Wound Monica.
Hey, Monica.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, baby. How are you?
Yeah.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
You still sexy as the day is long, baby?
Yeah, always, of course. Yeah, hey. I have a boyfriend, although, so you have to keep it appropriate.
Oh, she got a boyfriend now. Come on, round of applause. She's got a boyfriend,
really cool,
people.
Man. That's cool.
You fucking look at no energy. No one claps for fucking...
Fun.
Monica has a boyfriend.
Yeah, she's happy.
And no one claps for her and says...
Can I still ask her for nude pictures?
You can ask Monica for nude pictures, but then her boyfriend's going to come down here and kick your ass.
Oh,
maybe
you
get some...
You can ask me what?
Joe wanted to ask for nude pictures.
Well, if you have a boyfriend...
And I said that your boyfriend will come down here and whoop his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't do those.
You don't do nude pictures?
Never. No nudes.
You don't even send the
those
boyfriend?
Can leak. Those can get out. What if I get famous someday and somebody, like...
Do you have sex with your boyfriend?
Blackmails me or
You're
something.
A guest on this show. You're not going to become famous.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But the...
I got a smartphone, like, a week ago, and I was on Facebook, and all of a sudden, Ham Radio was, like, now playing live. And I'm like, hell yeah, I want to listen to that, because I've never... watched it on my phone, and yeah, I had a flip phone for 7 years.
Wow.
And it finally broke down, so I decided to get a smartphone.
So your massive head wound said, it's about time.
That's right.
It's about time, yep. Well, that's the thing. I was afraid of getting one for a long time.
Why?
Because it was something new. I had to learn how to do. And, well, at first, I mean, the first couple of years after my big head wound car accident that I had.
Yeah.
Yeah,
by the way, for people that don't know...
I had to relearn how to do things, and it was hard for me, and I got frustrated. And it was almost embarrassing because I couldn't get it right away, and I wasn't used to that because I'm intelligent, or I thought I was, anyway. I'm stammering. I need to take some speech classes, I guess. But I just was afraid of trying it, or I don't know, afraid of not knowing and learning something new. And I finally got it. And for a while, I didn't like it, and I wanted my flip phone back. But now I like it.
Yeah, but in no way, shape, or form, Monica, are you a dumbass. I mean,
no, I'm not.
So I'm thinking that you could handle it. You didn't have to wait till it died.
Sure.
Until my phone died? No, it didn't even officially die. It just kind of was dropping calls and stuff. So I decided to get a new phone.
Well, all right, so now...
And I actually got it for my mom for my early birthday present.
Ooh, when's your birthday again?
I didn't even have to pay for it. May 29th.
Happy birthday!
Ah, it's coming up, huh?
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's coming up very quickly.
Yeah.
Let's see, May 29th is a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So, the next day you get the present of the Ham Radio Show.
That's right.
Which is
is that when you guys? Because you guys used to be on Tuesday morning.
We used to,
and then I got a real job.
Yeah, for the first time. In life.
Did you?
Yeah, I got a real.
Where's that at?
I work at SiriusXM now.
Oh, awesome!
And I don't work with Zach or anything else anymore.
No.
And Zach is all big time. He's in LA now.
Yeah.
Well, I know you don't work with Zach because when I first started calling, you were the first person I ever talked to. Or no, I think there was another guy. You were one of the first people I ever talked to.
I'm the one that you remember, though, because it was...
Oh, definitely.
It was definitely a moment. I made it past your massive head wound, and I learned to love you as a woman. So
it made the wound more expansive.
Yes. So. Yes. So tell me about the boyfriend. Where'd you meet the boyfriend?
Well, we met over 10 years ago, I think.
We
used to work together. And, I mean, we had hooked up a couple times over the years, but...
Ooh!
Finally, last year, it was actually our anniversary, it was on 420. It has nothing to do with, like, marijuana or anything. That just happens to be... the date that we got together, and
they were both high.
Actually, we weren't. Like, we didn't smoke. We didn't do that kind of stuff.
So just shrooms.
For what?
Just shrooms.
No, I actually was going through a big alcohol problem during that time. I've been sober since June 15th. So.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I started smoking again.
You started smoking cigarettes?
The green, yeah. So I've smoked cigarettes the whole time. I started smoking green again.
Oh, she's making the wacky tobacco, Danny.
Yeah.
She's doing the wacky tobacco.
Yeah, I'm back with the wacky. Yep, it keeps me calm. I think it helps the customer head wound.
I like a nice calm mess of head wound, Monica.
That's what I
like. I like it. And I'm sure her boyfriend likes it, too.
Yeah, me too.
I think so. No, he thinks that I'm mellow all the time. He says I don't have... very many emotions, because I don't get razzled up about much.
Monica, quick question, because you've been through a lot. You had the car accident. You forgot half your life. You don't even know. You had to relive stuff.
Yeah.
You had to work your way up. You had to learn to walk, talk, all that good stuff.
The question
for you, being that you've been through all this shit in your life, do you believe in aliens or do you believe in ghosts?
I think it all exists.
Ah,
I don't know what to believe.
Good answer, Monica.
But why do I
try not to debate about things like this, because then people get all heated up and things turn into fights. So I just, whatever you believe, and I'll believe what I believe.
Man, she really is a pothead now.
She's good at
this.
She's
so calm.
I just don't like to argue. Well, I guess I argue with my boyfriend all the time, because, of course, I'm right all the time.
Well, of course, you're a woman. You think you're right, yeah.
In my opinion, I'm right all the time. I always have to be my way.
Duh.
But other than that, I don't like to argue.
Monica still has that raspy phone sex voice.
Raspy. Well, it's probably gotten worse because I still smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. No, it sounds great. I love it.
Well, thank you.
That's the job that we told you to get, but then you started working in, like, a video store, if I remember.
Oh, I did, and it did finally close down. Everyone was right.
I
wanted to, like, actually buy the store from the owner, but I was in treatment when it closed down. Like, I didn't even get to go to the final day sale and stuff because they were closing it down he decided to close it when I was at treatment, so I couldn't buy a whole bunch of DVDs on clearance.
Like treatment,
it's
like
really unfortunate.
But treatment like rehab or treatment like
yeah,
so you
alcohol
were,
treatment
for the alcohol. So how bad were you then?
I was last summer, it was a couple years I probably went through the whole drinking thing, but last summer I was a little bit of a celebrity on the police scanner.
Woo! What'd you do?
It's not a good thing. I was in the drunk tank 3 times in 2 days.
That's my girl!
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like, I got out and I took the taxi to the liquor store and I started drinking instead of getting breakfast or getting something, and I wound right up in the drunk tank again because I didn't eat and I didn't go home and get some more rest.
Why were you drinking so much? The boyfriend's telling her why.
Yeah, he thinks. What? No. Why did I start drinking so much?
Yeah. Why were you? Why were you all fucked up?
I started drinking when I lost my job at the Ramcord, and that's when I first met you. When I lost that job, I called the Zach King of the Gang Show, and I had a lot of anger, and then I became very obsessive about it. As you know, I'm obsessive, and then I started drinking every day, just a little bit every day, and it just got worse from there. Like, I stopped smoking pot so that I could drink because I got sick.
What was the drink of choice?
Whiskey.
Oh, she is my girl.
Hey.
Little Jack Daniels, what were you drinking? What was the top shelf?
I got the cheapest, like, Canadian R&R or McAdams. I just drink it to get drunk. I didn't drink it for the taste.
Well, I'm glad that you.
Like seven.
I'm glad that you're not a big giant drunk anymore. That's a plus.
Yeah. Eddie, I gotta go. Are you guys there every?
Every Wednesday.
Six to eight people. 6 to 8 our time, Eastern. You're an hour difference.
Okay, so 5 to 7 my time. Okay. That sounds good. I will try to keep up on calling you.
All right, tell the boyfriend, because I hear him in the background. Tell him that thanks for letting her call.
Yeah, we appreciate
it. Okay. All right. He just got home from work, and he wants to talk to me. That's all.
That's fine. That's fine. He wants to snuggle. Let him have his snuggle time. Yeah, I'm not going to take that away.
You too. Maybe I got a second to level. I don't know.
Woo. But,
I'm just kidding. You guys, I love you. I'll see you later. I'll talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later, baby.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Massive head wound monitor.
Yeah,
that's a blast from the fucking past.
Wow, yeah. It's
holy shit. I wasn't expecting that. She was in the, literally, in the Facebook Live suite that I only have the people that are in it. Yeah. I can't hear. I don't know. And Danny, I guess, is checking. I don't know if Danny's checking. Or is he doing it through his phone?
Yeah, mine is not updating as quick either.
I don't have any. No, not that I don't have. I have people. I know that there are people in there. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
And
but there's 21 comments, and I can't see the comments still to this point. Yeah. I can't see the comments at all.
Yeah.
So it's not good for me since I host the show. If somebody wants to jump in, I can't.
Who's Martha Duke?
Martha Duke is a friend of the show.
She says a pterodactyl ate her mom.
A pterodactyl ate her mom?
Yeah.
Well, that is a tragedy. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah,
that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Your worst dreams, a duck flies off with your penis.
That's a very, very bad dream.
I would think so.
No, well, Martha, she probably was talking about, we just played the kiss thing.
Oh, I got it.
Ace Frehley was talking about pterodactyls.
Okay. Yes.
And then he says the name the wrong way.
Okay.
Because he doesn't say pterodactyl, he says like pedactyl.
Oh, pterodactyl.
Whatever the fuck he says, because he can't speak.
Well, now it all makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Well, he's another one who's gone sober now. So, yeah. He's doing a lot better.
Hey, I mean, well, I don't know if they're doing better. Monica is doing better.
Yeah.
When you're not in the drunk tank every other fucking night, and you went to rehab, and you got clean and sober, that's fine.
Yeah.
Where an Ace Frehley has already destroyed his faculties, motherfucker. It's gone.
He can still play guitar.
No. He can still come out and do that.
But that's what he was.
Of course he is. He's the space ace. I got that. I understand.
Well, when you destroy your brain.
He's got more than one function that he probably can't do, Billy.
Yeah, you don't destroy your whole brain.
Well, they don't have to wheel him out on stage anymore to play. Well, that's a huge bonus.
Well, yes, that is a plus. We'll put that in the plus column for Billy. Danny, what we got on the people?
Marcus wants to know.
Yes, Marcus.
He says, Eddie, want me to suck your dick?
Do I want you to suck my dick?
He must think you're 10.
Says, oh, you
see,
know everything.
Let me see
don't
if he sees that.
No, I don't want you to suck my dick.
I want a dick.
I might let you give me a hand job, but I don't think I need a dick sucking.
Hey, how about a
make it happen?
He titty fucks you in a theater.
I don't know.
Did it last
Would
week?
It be gay?
Yeah.
If he titty fucked me in the theater, Danny, I have to ask that.
Oh, please, that was gross.
No, that was a great fucking story. That was like one of those stories that where you see it in a movie. You ever see the Liberace movie, Behind the Candelabra?
Yes.
When it's Michael Douglas and Matt Damon go to the fucking the jerk off movies,
yeah.
And he's in it, and he's fully dressed as Liberace. It's not even like he's hiding it anymore.
Right.
And he's there, and like this guy's jerking. You just hear shit going on all over. There's heterosexuals, there's gays, there's a whole bunch of shit going on.
Right, Times Square.
And we know it.
Great.
Yeah, but that's Times Square back in the day.
Right.
We're talking about I mean, he's found this little niche. In
that's
the world
still open,
that still exists,
way.
Where it's a jerk-off cinema that still exists, and bisexual Marcus, the last time he was there, got titty-fucked.
Yeah.
Did he get titty-fucked, or he titty-fucked?
I think Marcus got titty-fucked.
Yeah, Marcus, did you...
He was the recipient.
Check the thing, he probably will answer us. Marcus' question, did you get titty-fucked, or did you do the titty-fucking? That is the better question to throw out there to the people. Speaking of titty-fucking... Schneiderman. Schneiderman does whatever a Schneiderman. Can, yes. Our Attorney General has stepped down here in New York.
Right.
He's facing charges.
By the way, Marcus,
criminal
Marcus got titty fucked.
He got titty fucked.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations again, sir.
Yes.
Let's see. I want to make sure. Yes, page four,
nice.
Four and seven here. Here we go. There's going to be a probe, as per our governor.
You're going to probe?
They're going to probe him.
Why not?
Yeah.
Four women have made claims
against
Schneiderman. The New York State's investigating claims revealed this past week that now resigned Attorney General Eric Schneiderman.
Correct.
Physically abused, supposedly, allegedly, we have to say, four women whom he was in relationships with.
Correct.
The disgraced lawman denies all the allegations. Of course he does.
Sure.
But the question really is, if you read some of the statements, minus the one where he, I don't even know if it's in the paper, where the chick, he had a woman that was, I don't know if she's black, but she was of a darker persuasion.
Oh.
And he would play like 12 Inches a Slave. Where he would be fucking her, and he would like she would have to call him master.
Ooh,
but that's the thing, like it's and then you have the other one where there was a lot of choking and slapping going on.
Marcus also says they were licked and sucked.
Ooh, there congratulations.
Wow, Marcus.
Marcus getting the action.
Are you in love, Marcus?
With that dude in the that was titty fucking. Yeah. They back on the Schneiderman for a second though, it does sound like to me, and I've talked to a lot of people about this today. That it seems like it was just a bunch of rough sex and weird kinky sex.
Yeah. That nobody was into except
him.
That no one
was into but him, but then these girls went along with it. And the only where he went wrong was, now this is all, I'm saying allegedly, this is where he went wrong. Because he made threats to them, like if you say anything, like it was like one of those after school specials. If you say anything, I'll fucking kill you. If you say anything, I'll tap your phones. If you say anything, I'll have somebody tell you every day. That's where he totally went fucking wrong, because he's so embarrassed by his sexual shit.
Well, that's an abuse of power.
Well, but it's an abuse of power out of fear.
And when you tell the people, oh no, they don't like it at first, but then they learn to like it.
Yeah.
Well, they find out they like it.
She said no,
after.
But I know she meant yes.
It's exactly like this show. You don't like it in the beginning, but then you learn to like it a little bit more. I would not say love it, but learn to like it a little bit more. But what my other point was, like, if you hear some of the other statements, one girl says, yeah, he slapped me and then I fell into the bed. So literally everything was, like, in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like he was just, like, at a Chili's with her and decided... You didn't order the right thing and then slapped the shit out of her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, most of the statements that you're reading all sound like sex acts gone wrong. Kinky, dirty, fucking, you know, I'm going to choke you, I'm going to do the asphyxiation, I'm going to fucking slap your hiney hole, I'm going to do all that good stuff.
Are these one-night stands or girlfriends?
No, girls that he was in relationships with. At least the four girls in question supposedly were in relationships.
Well, you know, in a relationship, if you don't like what's going on, you get out of the relationship.
Yeah, but not when he's threatening you. That's when the abuse of power comes in,
yeah.
Where he was like, I'm going to tap your phones, I'm going
to
kill you.
You mean they were afraid not to see him no more?
Yeah, well, you live in fear when it... The guy's the attorney general, Joe.
Don't seem to be
Joe, have you ever
now.
Fucked the attorney general?
I wouldn't think so. No.
Then shut the fuck up, because you don't know what that fear is like. When you have guys that can actually fuck over, you know.
I've had some dominant women in my day.
Yes. Has your wife ever fucking choked you in the bed?
Well, that's why I haven't been married.
Just to get you off of her.
That's why Joe hasn't left.
That's right.
Aha! We've figured it out.
I was ready to go. Somebody was just calling. I missed it because I was turning to Joe to talk. 718-577-1389 if you want to call the show back. You got at least... I could talk to you for a whole 2 minutes.
You should have licked that girl where she licked you.
Ooh, I would have definitely done that.
Yeah.
But with Schneiderman, it seems to me that's we're so uptight and he's so afraid.
Yeah.
This is what's coming out for
that,
me.
And he was also championing the cause to like put away Weinstein and saying that everybody got it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They got to go after
him. What he said about our president.
But right. I don't know if this is a case of the, you know, the pot calling the kettle black kind of thing. You know what I mean? It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Al.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci, cocksucker.
How you doing, buddy?
How are you?
Hi, Al.
Hi.
Fuck you.
Finally done with law school finals.
Are you my lawyer yet?
No, I just finished 1L. I still got to go through 2L and 3L.
Oh, motherfucker.
You know, any
law.
I know, it's hard.
But what if I'm like the attorney general and I start choking a bitch?
Yeah, really?
And then she doesn't like it, and then I got to call my lawyer. I can't call you, Al?
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Hey, I can
refer
you. I can send you to somebody, like...
Can I get a recommendation?
I can only refer people. Like,
can I get a recommendation, please?
You got to give Al $130,000 so he can pay the people off.
No,
that's only porn stars.
Oh. Give or take.
Yeah. Come here, Stormy. Can I get a... Here's $130,000.
Let me tell you something. Well, she really got paid. That was... I mean, I don't think she makes $130,000 normally to get laid.
No, she probably makes... I don't know, dude. She is one of the top-selling stars.
$130,000.
Yeah, she's a hard worker.
Yeah,
she's
a hard worker. Hi-oh, that's from my lawyer.
That's what Trump should have said. Hey, we were making a film.
Yeah, it would probably have been cheaper if he actually filmed it.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump... Oh, I just threw up a little bit. I just thought of the Trump sex tape.
It was business.
Oh, God. Oh, that was nasty. Ugh. Him complimenting his dick for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Al, what's going on?
I know. I'm just in my apartment, and I'm realizing, like, maybe I should just go out and go drinking tonight, because I don't have anything to study for, and
well,
I don't have to do this writing thing yet.
I love how we had the total ends of the spectrum. We had Massive Head with Monica,
really?
Who just got out of rehab and redid her life. Ooh. She's like, cold turkey, I'm not drinking anymore. And Al's on the phone telling us, I should go drink.
Well, Al's going to celebrate. Monica was drinking to
get away. She was celebrating everything.
Big difference.
No.
I celebrate that rock, that tree, that bird, that squirrel.
She blessed everything until she got fishnicked.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Where's that from, God. Where's that from, Billy? Ha-ha. You don't fucking know.
No, I don't.
Exactly. Honeymooners, my cunt. All right, anyway.
All right, so Marcus was saying some bitches ought to be choked. That I guess going back to the end.
Well, Marcus would say that.
It helps him come harder.
It does. Well, no, but that's what I'm talking about. Al, have you ever been in the position? Al, we hung out with Al right at the convention. Mm-hmm. Al was getting a nice whipping. I got a whipping.
Yeah.
Right, it was good stuff.
And I enjoyed watching.
Yep.
That sexy bro with the nice ass came over and started whipping us. It was good. Right now.
Good shit. Good
if
shit.
We changed our mind and didn't sign that consent form, would that have been assault? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, if you change your mind halfway through.
Yeah. But you signed the consent form, which is why they make you sign the consent form, so you can't do that.
Yeah, but it's not. It's
Ask Al. He's a part-time lawyer.
Excuse
almost.
Me, part-time lawyer. Al, is that if that flimsy fucking thing was a really good contract per se? That one sheet, like that loose leaf paper, I think we signed. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it was like a single sheet of paper that had like, oh yeah, this was also like serious physical injury, including like physical disability, death. And I'm like, wow, that's okay.
How hard you swing?
Like,
yeah, it says if you start shitting blood.
Oh Jesus!
Like if we hit you in the kidneys,
it's like if there's complications that happens, then like okay, I'm looking at this contract. And like wow, are we really signing away that like if she just hits us the wrong way or injures us, then like. Yeah, we can't sue. And I'm like, all right. I just got to put good faith and trust her that she wouldn't injure me to the point where it's like, okay, I probably have to sue
She was gentle.
And then you just see Al just, while everyone's telling him don't sign, he's already like, Al Reverdurci.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, he just wanted.
Fuck it.
Yeah, he's like, fuck it. I just want somebody to touch me.
Give a
shit.
That's a good idea. Why don't you just sign somebody else's name?
Yeah, then the thing becomes null and void.
They don't ask. Right,
yeah, because that's bad faith right there. Because if you sign somebody else's name, then you're doing fraud. That's misrepresentation. So that means like, oh, I didn't sign my name on it. I signed Joe's name on the contract. Then that's like that's bad faith.
And then I'll sue.
Yeah, then he'll sue me for defamation of character.
Yeah, work something out.
Why don't I just put an X?
If you have put an X, like depending on how like signatures go, like at least like if. Maybe they saw you sign it, because if you sign with an X and they saw you, they're like, okay, that's probably like his signature or something like that. It's like, that could be implied as it's like, all right, this is signing off. It's just like, I just put an X there. Like, all right.
That's what happened to Malcolm X all the time. He was just like, here, I didn't write Malcolm, I just put X. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I was like, technically, yeah.
Al, I got to hang up on you because I got to fucking go to break so I can bring on Lita.
Oh, awesome, man. I was listening there.
Yes, I got to take my pants off. It's a whole thing I got to do. So
yeah.
And he ain't lying.
I'm going to hang up on you, okay, buddy?
All righty. Take care, guys.
My part-time lawyer.
So long, Al.
Bye, Al. He's in the middle of saying goodbye. Oh, he didn't get to say, fuck you, Joe. Damn it.
I know. I missed that.
I'm sorry. It's the Ham Radio Show. We got to take a break right now because we got Amy Dumas. She's waiting in the wings. We're going to get that ready and going.
Yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
Come rain, come shine, come snow, come sleet. The show must go on.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
Tequila!
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut and stop.
All right, I'm dumping out of commercials, guys. Or whatever you need. I believe Amy's on the phone. That's on demand. I'm actually dumping out of my own voice to talk to Amy. Amy, is that you?
That's me.
Yeah.
Welcome to Ham Radio.
Amy, wait. First off, by the way, we're trying to figure out, how do you say your last name?
Dumas.
Okay, so we were all wrong. We said Dumas. Dumas. Amy Dumas on the phone right now, a.k.a. Lita. You know, WWE Hall of Famer. Host of the brand new UFO show on ASY TV. Go to ASYTV.com for further details on that. Amy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm outstanding, man. I love the fact that you're on my show. It's like weird.
Here I am.
Yeah, yeah. You are. Because I'm like such a giant fan of yours, and I got to, you know, Brandon showed me some of the footage and everything else, and I got to see the trailer for the show. The show looks amazingly interesting. Is that like a passion of yours? Is sci-fi and aliens something that was up your wheel well here?
I met Brandon a while back and was a guest on his show on Aside TV, Go There, Eat This. And we just had a good time, and he was like, you should do your own show. What would it be? And I was like, well, I don't know. You know, we kind of threw some ideas around, and then we just got into a talk about UFOs and stuff. And he's like, you know, this is our show. And I was like, yeah, okay. And so, yeah, it's a leisure, hobby, passion of mine, kind of delving into that world. And so, yeah, we made a show about it, and it's like your best when you can combine business and pleasure, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. I think that's the best way to have your business should be your pleasure and vice versa. That's the thing. I'm amazed with like all the stuff that you do, though. You have a band. The Luchagors. You have the Adore Foundation for puppies and kitties and everything else, for all animals in general. You do a lot of stuff. When do you find the time?
Well, you got to keep it interesting because, like you said, you don't ever want to feel like you're at work. You just kind of involve yourself in things that you love, and then have a good time with things. So yeah, I'm into horror and sci-fi and punk rock and animals and you know, so you just kind of create your world around that, and then voila, I'm happy.
And we like a happy Amy Dumas, by the way, Danny. It's Dumas.
So Danny, you saw what happens when I'm not, right? I just start beating people up.
Right. Well, that's the other thing. Like, she can actually kick your ass. That's the other thing. If you piss her off, she can kick your ass. The weird thing, by the way, because I got so much stuff to talk to you about, because I obviously I'm a wrestling fan and yada, 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 but I didn't want to go full into the wrestling world, so I'm just going to dabble. I have a question. What is your opinion of the state of professional wrestling right now for women? Because I saw you do that. You did an interview with the WWE, you and Bayley sitting on the ring apron, and you both started crying.
Yeah.
You both started crying because you and like other people that are no longer with us, China, who's a friend of our show, who's been on the show, and friend of the Bunny Ranch and everything else that we are associated with and everything else. She paved the way. A lot of Ivory paved the way, and Molly Holly and everyone. But mainly, like I was saying before to Billy on the show, that the two mainstays to me that carried the torch of women's wrestling were you and Trish Stratus. Like, you knew you were going to have the match. That was the match. Like, you knew if that was on the card, holy shit, we're fine. We're great. Everybody's good. Don't worry. We're in for a good time tonight. These two are going to tear the house down. You know,
It's just an amazing turn of events if that's what's on the card. And then fast forward to where we're at now, when finally people took their heads out of their ass and are looking at women's wrestling, at least in the WWE is now, I think, firmly taking their head out of their ass, and looked at you guys as more than just sex objects, and just went, hey, these women are going to tear the roof off the building. Like, you had the Rumble, the Royal Rumble, Hell in a Cell matches that are going on. I mean, what's it like to be, like, a pioneer in that? Do you feel like you were a pioneer in that?
I mean, I think I didn't at the time, but I think that's normally how it pans out, right? You know, yeah. You don't notice what you're doing until you can look back on it. I knew at the time, even in it, that the Attitude Era and when Trish and I were coming up and you know, of course, The Rock and Stone Cold and the Hardys, Edge and Christian and all, that whole crew, we knew we were involved in something special and a special time in the industry. But I really had no idea what a lasting impression that we were able to make, not only with, you know, the women that were kids and inspired by Trish and I and the other women there in the locker room at the time, but also in, you know, kind of dealing with the gravy matches and the bra and panty matches so that we could put each other through tables, be in the main event and kind of tangle with the guys and do these things. We kind of had to pacify the pencils with their other side of things to kind of push forward.
See, that's why I like have the utmost respect for you. Besides the fact that you're, you know, freaking gorgeous, and besides all that, you could wrestle. That was the thing. You legitimately, and you knew, like, when you watched you out there, you knew that you were, I felt it as a fan, that you were above all that other crap. But now to hear it come out of your mouth, that you were just doing it till you could, you knew that there was a bigger payoff down the road.
Right. I mean, the whole thing is, you know, when you're working with such a large group of people that are going to all have different ideas about how something should be done or portrayed, it really is a pick your battles spot. And I'm not known for my diplomacy. However, I was practiced it, you know, and sometimes failed, but practiced it every day when I was there to try to work for the greater good.
I mean, I think you and Trish and all those other women should need to be applauded and need to be. I mean, obviously, because you are in the WWE Hall of Fame for obvious reasons. You deserve it, first off. But I think that they started to realize that it took women like you to get that done. It's a very proud thing. I watch it now, and I'm like, it is what it should have been. It should have always been that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand the difference. Because there are women out there, the women, first off and foremost, I think sometimes pull off the better matches than the men.
Yeah, and so, you know, you can have the best match in the world, but if nobody sees it and it's not positioned that way, well then, as it goes down in history, it never happens.
Right.
You know, and so the fact that not only are they still having great matches, but it's being acknowledged that they're having great matches and put and placed accordingly on the card and given the time, I think is a even bigger difference, because it's not that some of the women starting from now but going back couldn't have hung. It's that they were not, it was not perceived that they could hang, or they were not given the opportunity to be able to hang. And so now they are, and it's cool to see.
That's it. And that's why now she's got her own show, folks. That's why she's hosting her own show. That's why she's got the UF show on ASY TV, Aside Television. Go to ASYTV.com for further details. Now, tell us a little bit about the show, because when I was looking at it, I said it was kind of like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but with aliens.
Yes. That's a great wrap-up of it. You know, we're not trying to unlock any mysteries. We're not chasing green men around. We're just kind of delving into the culture of it, and I love a roadside attraction. I love being out on the open road. My life is an ongoing road trip.
Yeah.
My life is digging into things that I don't know about. So it kind of just made sense to pile it all into one show. So while, yes, it's UFO themed, we stop and eat. My dog's up in the, you know, she's in the mix. We're talking to the locals. You know, you're watching me make friends on the show. So it's fun. You know, it's you kind of see me. I meet people now at like comic cons and stuff. And they're like, you're so chill. Like, I thought you would be all like aggro and up in my face. I'm like, well, that's Lita, and that's what I was paid to do, and it was an extension of me, but yeah, I'm pretty chill. So I saw the first episode already, and what I like is, I'm like, yeah, that's me. That's just Amy Dumas being me, you know, which is cool because there's such a blurred line within characters in the wrestling world. And so if you were a fan and you're curious of what I'm like, sitting on the couch, this is, you know, it's a really real and raw, pardon the pun, you
yeah,
know,
I was gonna say,
vibe,
pardon the pun, yeah.
I am in my interest, you know?
Yeah, this is you being you and just having, because that's the thing it came off to me as. I'm watching, it's like a goofy kid, like, exploring things and just, you look like you're having the time of your goddamn life. That's the thing. You're like, you're laughing the whole time. You're just enjoying every little nuance in fashion, and you're learning stuff. Ooh. And it just, you can tell that this is definitely like a passion project, but it's also, you know, it can spawn into something else because of the enthusiasm that, you know, Amy brings to the table. That's why, even if you're just like, say you're not a wrestling fan, say you've never even heard of her, say you'd have no clue who the hell she is, you know, watch the show anyway, even if you're, if you like aliens. That's a reason right there. If you like aliens, you like all that, the Area 51 stuff and all that other stuff, you know, watch the show for that reason. But she is a great tour guide on that whole trip because she takes you, and she's like she's saying before, she is chill. Like, it's not like she doesn't beat you over the head with shit either. It's like, you know, we're going to have fun, and you're going to have fun with us, and you come along for the ride, that kind of thing.
Great.
That's the feel.
Well, right, and I'm not trying to change anybody's ideas,
yeah,
or shove any sort of ideology down anyone's throats. It's like, let's just hear what these people have to say. And yeah, it's like really lighthearted, but it was funny. You made me smile. I was laughing, you know, like, yeah, I'm just a goofy kid exploring around, and that's been my world, and yeah, that's my world. That's where I'm comfortable too, just a goofy kid exploring around.
Imagine a really hot nerd going on a that's what I got out of it. I'm like, look at this really hot nerd telling me about Area 51. One of the things I'm supposed to ask you about, because I've heard a little bit about this, but I want you to go into detail. Tell me about the black mailboxes.
All right, so there's just one. It's
okay.
Just a black mailbox.
One black mailbox.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
There's one black mailbox because the highway from outside of Vegas, from Nevada to the California border, has been dubbed in later years the extraterrestrial highway.
Right.
And there's no, and it's, Area 51 is located off the extraterrestrial highway, depending on which road you take, 9 or 13 miles down this road, down a dirt road off the extraterrestrial highway. Okay. But so when UFO researchers and enthusiasts would want to go put their eyes in the sky and see if they found anything they would want to meet out of the extraterrestrial highway. However, there's no identifiable markings on the entire road. There's no mile markers, there's no lights, there's nothing. So that this black mailbox would be the, let's meet at the black mailbox, see what we see. And it is a rancher's land, and it's just his mailbox where he gets letters. But people would write letters to the aliens. They'd leave them in his mailbox, of course, because they're waiting for their friends to show up. They're having beers at the black mailbox. They're playing spin the bottle, whatever you do, you know, and you're just out there hanging out. But because it kind of became a roadside attraction, this poor rancher's mailbox, his legit mailbox, became an attraction. What happens? You can't have nice things. So it gets trashed and vandalized and spray painted, and somebody bashed it with a baseball bat.
Oh,
and rightfully so, the rancher got annoyed and he took it out and he went and got a P.O. box in town. So now, but everyone has the GPS coordinates. So people still go to the black mailbox, even though there's no black mailbox, and they just have bonfires and hang out. And they'll leave little presents for the aliens. Just, you know, it's kind of like a fun thing.
I was going to say, how am I supposed to send my letter to Xenu if I can't find the black mailbox
now?
There
you go, sure.
We passed it the first time, actually driving on this last trip. So I just thought it was time for another black mailbox. Now, I know that this is private property, and I know that I was not necessarily within my rights to take a bag of Quikrete and a post and a mailbox out there. But I thought it was time we had another black mailbox. So I went out there and we cleaned up the whole area, cleaned it up from all the glass and all the trash that everybody left, and collected anything relevant in the alien world, you know, that was for the aliens, and sunk a new black mailbox there. For a real time, like a real social network. You go leave a letter and you take one. I found one last time and I started writing to the person as the alien, you know, and they were like, what is this? Who is this? And I'm like, it's me, Jay. And I just kept, you know, writing it as the alien. So, I mean, it's just something to have fun with and to not bash with a baseball bat or light on fire.
Yeah, that would be nice. It would be nice to have nice things. What the hell, Jesus? Dear Mr. Alien, please stop probing me. And then you just put it in the black mailbox. And then Lita would write back something funny on it. And that would be your day.
I actually went the other way. And I said, Dear Aliens, please take my ovaries. I won't be needing them.
Please melt my insides. I was just wondering if that was possible. I was wondering if you could just take out my womb.
I think that's the first time they've ever been offered.
Yes.
Learn something. Let me donate this thing to science.
Yeah.
You know?
The aliens are like, we can get a WWE Hall of Famer's ovaries, guys. You know how much that's going to go? All the aliens are having a meeting.
Take the womb, the uterus, the eggs, all of it. It's all yours, guys.
Yeah. Are you not using it? What are you doing, lady? Come on.
Propagate.
Let's not do that. No,
we got enough. We got enough here already, you know.
Yeah, we had a
create cool hybrids with my stuff.
We're making clones of Amy. Come on. Everyone,
yeah,
come on
go
this.
For it.
We're gonna have alien DNA and Lita's DNA and smush it together and see what we come up with.
Would it be something if they came out and a bunch of Amy's got off the tree?
Oh, that would be now. See, that's a bunch of hot aliens that all come out of a bus.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
I'd submit.
I'd be like, okay, I'm down.
Okay.
Let's go probing.
Take me away,
I'm good.
Baby.
And
I see this was the perfect letter to leave for the aliens. Now that I'm seeing, you guys do.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm like, great, this is what I was going for.
Little does Amy know that the mailbox goes directly to us.
Yeah.
Right, you claim ignorance. You're like, the black mailboxes, what are they?
What are
you're
they? Like, hint, hint, it's a wormhole to our studio. It's like the Stargate. You just drop it in, it comes right to us.
Sounds good to me.
I like it. So, by the way, how many episodes of this show do we got, Amy?
So this series is 3, and then we'll be embarking on our next road trip shortly to do another 3 or so.
Now, are we sticking, is it always just going to be the UFO, or is Amy going to take us on tours of other things?
I don't like to confine myself to tight spaces, so... You know, you guys are going to go wherever I take you. How about that?
I would be happy to do so. Okay? Let me tell you. So far, we made clones of Amy, and she's taking us on a trip. I'm definitely watching the show, is all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Black mailbox be damned, Billy. I will get there, and I will be there.
The title for the show, The Black Mailbox.
The Black Mailbox actually is a weird, it definitely is a, can cover everything.
Sure.
And Amy can bring her black mailbox with her, wherever she goes, and you just send her letters.
Okay. Yeah.
Amy, come visit us here. That would be cool. All right, so Amy Dumas, what else you got going on besides the ASY TV, which you can, by the way, get on Roku as well, ASYTV.com for further details on that, if you want to check everything else. But what else you got?
Yeah, I'm also, I'm gearing up for Mother's Day weekend. My mom's coming in town. We're going to head down the coast. I live out in California. We're going to head down to Big Sur and do a fun little mother-daughter weekend for ourselves.
They're going to get abducted by aliens.
That's for sure.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And
I was just putting that on the record for if you never hear from us again. That's what's
supposed to happen.
That was supposed to happen. The pedicure and then alien abductions.
Well, if you leave a letter,
the last thing I remember is a pedicure, and then it all goes blank from there.
The aliens are waiting for you.
Somebody was speaking to me in a strange language. That was the little Korean lady doing your feet, David. Oh, never mind. I didn't get abducted this time. Amy's show, the UFO show, by the way, is on ASY TV. Hundreds of hours, all commercial-free entertainment, the whole new way to TV. Register and watch at ASYTV.com, also available on Roku.
Yes,
Amy, I got to tell you, it has been an honor having you on.
Well, thanks for chatting with me, guys. You guys are a blast.
No, you are even better. Remember, you're a sexy nerd who's chill. You can't do better than that.
Yeah.
You got to check
out. I'm changing my Instagram header right now. A sexy nerd who's chill.
As you should, young lady. As you should. That's Say right. hi to your mom for us and happy Mother's Day to your mother, okay?
That's right.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Send us those ovaries.
Send us those ovaries in the mail. Thank God that's the last thing she heard while I was hanging up.
More than likely, that yeah. went right over to her.
Yep. And she's like, I will never do that program again.
They're finished, those guys.
They wanted my ovaries,
that's
God
right.
damn it.
And we deserve them. We,
and you know what's funny? Yeah. I would take them.
Oh, shit.
There's no doubt in my
I'd
mind.
I'd put them in a jar and worship them.
Dude, you know what it's like when you have a... Because Joe was saying... Joe was saying, well, she's not a porn star. What you? Dude, well, I had yeah. such a crush on this woman that, like, I...
Well, you told me you masturbated her.
I did. Know, she's hot.
Yeah, she you is hot, but, you know, that she's not exactly a porn star. She's not.
No, but you... But you do, yeah, but you were shocked that I...
Why does it always have to be porn stars?
It always has to be.
He said that's the only way you can masturbate.
Yeah.
And I said, you're fucking an idiot. Because
all
there's no way. No.
Wait. You can only masturbate by looking at a porn star or a porno?
Yeah.
That's what he says.
As a matter of fact, they have to be like lesbians, something like that.
They have to be all only right. certain things like, that he
yeah,
can do.
I'm very picky.
Programmed yourself to that point. That's
yeah,
it.
No, I like to have, they have to be naked and be touching each other.
Yeah, but you can't just look at it. You don't see like a really attractive woman.
Yeah.
And then that goes into your spank bank?
No,
and then your spank bank?
I could think she's attractive and things like that, but I'm not going to whack off to her.
But that's what I'm saying. You never saw it. Hear me out.
Wait a minute.
I don't want him doing a little bit here.
No.
I got to ask this question, and then you can go to people's comments. My question is, like today, for instance,
mm-hmm.
I was on the bus today.
Okay.
There was an exceptionally, she definitely was a lesbian.
Okay.
At least in my opinion, in my brain.
Well, you got two points right there.
Okay, she's all tatted up. She got a nose ring. She dressed like a boy, but God damn it, she was a sexy woman. She had a beautiful face.
Yeah.
You could tell the body was, you know, still.
Sure she was a pretty guy?
No, she was definitely a woman. She had beautiful, normal, like, not man boobs. She had actual boobs.
Okay.
The whole thing. What I'm saying is, that picture went right into the spank bank. You're telling me that, and then she's not a porn star.
No, you see, I can't recall that.
You can't do that?
Well, I have to actually put on a video or something like that, or, you know.
You need
so
to...
you can't hold your phone in your hand right in one hand right now.
Yeah.
Bring up this picture that Eddie put on Twitter.
Ain't that
Vita.
A great picture I picked?
Right here.
Right
and
here.
And look at it and rub one out.
There is no doubt that she's a beautiful woman, but it's not
that is
me
the
a
sexiest
on.
Nerd I've ever seen in my life.
I think Joe burnt himself out from all those years when he was a little kid.
Yeah.
He would get the JCPenney's catalog and the Sears catalog and go to the bra.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Are you looking at knickers, Joe?
Yeah, I used to jerk off to Mad Magazine. You know, they had those little sexy drawings in Mad Magazine.
What, you try to finish
right.
in between Alfred E. Newman's fucking Gap?
Yeah, well, they had the New Detective magazine and things like that. But that, you know, I've graduated.
Graduated to motion picture.
You've burned out that part of the brain that will work.
See, I find that
as you guys get older, you're probably going to have the same thing. You got to remember, I'm 30 years older than you.
I don't think I ever will. That's why I find it amazing.
Really?
Ah, screw it.
Yeah, okay. I find it amazing that you cannot just picture a freaking hot woman from your mental Rolodex. Every man has.
No.
Every man has a mental Rolodex.
I do.
Dude, there were times when I was fucking women that I didn't want to fuck.
Stop
and I
banging.
Would, well, I'm sorry, your fucking equipment. I would literally be fucking them and then think of somebody else.
I need a stimulus.
And I didn't think of porn. I could just think of a woman and finish that way. Like a woman, I would think of, I'm not saying I thought of Lita, But I'm saying I would think of somebody just to go through the motions.
Fuzzy,
you know what I'm saying?
Was a woman.
Yeah.
Not again.
I would go through the motions. I'm just saying, you don't have that ability.
I actually need a physical stimulus, yeah.
That's amazing to me.
I know.
He needs a stimulus
Did you used to be able to go to the mental world?
No, I would get a
hung up walking down
the street. If the train vibrated too much on the way to work, I had a hard on.
Not getting a hard on.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about getting a hard on. That's easy.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, you don't have the mental Rolodex in your head that you can recall a woman that you saw on TV.
That, but it's not exactly going to make me want to whack off. You know.
What you're saying is you don't get erect when you think of that. But you have to. The only time you get erect is porn.
Pretty much, yeah. If I'm gonna,
that's amazing to me. Yeah. No one else finds that fucking weird.
I don't think so.
Am I the only one that finds that weird?
I mean, just like he has to actually watch porn to whack off.
But that's what I'm saying. That's weird.
He's burnt out to all the other parts of the
brain, or actually get into sex with a woman. If I'm doing it, that's a different story.
Yeah, but that's a given.
Well, that's not whacking off.
Having sex, so you better be fucking ready to go.
Yeah.
Is this surprised the fucking Driftwood is agreeing with him?
What?
I'm not agreeing with him. I'm saying he's probably burnt out all of those other parts. Like, you see something enough.
No,
like,
he said, hold on, I got to put a flag on your plate. Huh. He said he didn't have that gift. Mental Rolodex, I asked you, I said, and I will rephrase my question yet again.
Okay.
I said, in your life, could you have done that? And you said, yeah, but it wouldn't fucking get me to be able to jerk off.
Yeah.
So Billy, his faculties are fucked up from a long time. He never was able to do that. You've done that?
I think it's more that I don't want to. Just once around the room.
We know that Joe can't. Billy, you've never brought up a mental Rolodex and said, not with giggles. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, you were not with giggles. You're fucking alone. You're crying. You have a cat. You can't recommend and just go, wow, that's, you know, and you're ready to go.
I probably could, but I didn't.
No, but you could.
I'm sure I probably could have, but I didn't, like, go, oh, look, I remember this girl. And
you saw a girl, a woman,
right.
And she's ordering, you don't have a spank bank or you have a spank bank?
No,
Both of these guys are broken, Danny.
You don't
How
need
the fuck
one.
Do you not have a spank bank?
But if you could actually get laid, you don't need a spank
bank.
Sometimes it's part of the fucking process.
You know, we have facilities.
I don't know.
You weren't getting laid every fucking time.
You're jerking off all the time because your wife ain't fucking giving you any.
Your wife is not fucking you, Joe. Don't lie to
us. And you keep punching yours in the face according to
while she sleeps.
I did that once.
Billy Schneiderman.
Did that once, apparently.
Mr. B.S. Billy Schneiderman.
I'm just saying, people that fucking get it, but fucking
you're a terminated fucker.
Because their spouse or significant other is not around and they're fucking horny and they want to bust them out.
I watch porn.
So they're going to
But what we're saying is, say porn, not that porn is not available. What I'm saying is,
you always
need porn? That's really the question. You had a spank bank in your brain,
I mean,
you can also go to hamradioshow.com and please check out the spank bank.
It's just my routine, you know.
You can also remember, like, the last time you had sex or whatever, something that was fucking exciting and over.
Well, that's a spank
creative.
Bank.
That's what he means.
Billy's
being corrected by Joe now. This is all fucked up.
What I get out of the spank bank, you always say, is a fucking picture of some chick.
No, not a picture. You're picturing a chick.
No, but like you.
It doesn't have to be a picture.
You're not holding
up. That's what I take it as, because, you know.
Well, because he's fucking the Lord of the Literal. Remember?
No,
that?
But that's because.
Picturing.
Yeah, we put a picture up all the time. It's a picture of a girl.
That's what we're putting up.
Yeah, but that starts the fantasy.
That starts the fantasy. Right, you don't have to sit there and go on our website and rub one out.
No,
you can have a mental picture of the picture we put up there.
Right, but
we're not
I don't
saying it's a picture of Lita
picture,
and she's not moving.
It's not a picture that would fucking do it
this
for me.
This is why
it's
I have to go to therapy.
All right.
Do you see why
It's the recollection of, hold on.
So you have...
Wait, Danny's actually talking. Everyone shut up.
All right, let's rephrase it. Rephrase it, because I'm all upset
I'm flustered.
So now, let's just say a picture or a mental image. How about that,
yes.
Okay?
It's just the thought of the last, like, whatever...
was the most exciting,
so
turned on shit.
You're taking an actual moment in time
that
you fucked.
Yeah,
like you're like, oh, Giggles, like Giggles ain't around. I remember this time that Giggles did this thing and she licked my asshole.
Well,
right?
Whatever it is, the exciting thing that worked that like just fucking turned you on.
But in
like,
my mind, she was
voila.
Licking your asshole. Now be quiet. So
well,
in my mind, she's licking your asshole.
Fucking warped.
I know.
All right, so Marcus.
This is why I have to go to a shrink. What does titty fucking Marcus have to say?
Hold on.
Hey, titty fucker.
Hey, Eddie, can I give you questions to ask the shrink?
Yeah, sure.
You know, this way you.
Don't
you
mean
know,
I'm going to, you know.
You know I'm asking for a friend.
I'm asking for a friend. My friend doesn't want to pay for a shrink.
Marcus says he pictures every woman he sees naked and then they're already in his mental jerk file.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Even the cunts he works with, that's his language, not mine.
His language.
Mm-hmm. Giggle says she would think of other people while she was with her ex.
Not with Billy. He's too much of a man.
He's a macho.
Billy probably does it with me, too, let's be honest.
Well, let's be fucking honest. She also has... Giggles thinks she's fucking the most ugliest woman in the world.
See, I never did that.
She's like every other woman in the world.
I don't think of other people while I'm doing it.
So she goes, as long as I'm the one he is fucking, it doesn't matter
exactly. What
he's fantasizing about.
Exactly.
I don't care.
See, this is where I got to stop her mental problems. It Giggles, when he's in the room with you, is his dick hard? Yes. Therefore, it's
not
you.
All the time.
You bloody little man.
Yeah, right.
It's not all the time.
Fucking,
man.
I hate women like that. You fucking stop beating yourself up. This guy wants to fuck you, right, Bill?
Yeah.
Look at the enthusiasm. Yeah. Look at enthusiastic.
What's for dinner?
He's like Braveheart. Without any of the fucking, you know, skill.
Wait, so you didn't let me finish because it says, after she says, I don't care, she says, the previous people he was with were nothing to look at anyway.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm not saying he.
I must say, Giggles
maybe
is looking
that's,
very beautiful.
Maybe that's why, though, Joe.
What?
Maybe that's why Billy can't do it either.
What? Because she's too beautiful?
No, his mental fucking Rolodex are not the. They're not headliners. They're not showstoppers.
Yeah.
They're not main eventers.
That's
these
right.
are curtain jerkers. We'll
put a bag over their head.
He's moved up to Titsy McGee over here, and now she's flaunting it, walking into the bedroom going, ba-doom, 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 ba-doom.
Wait. Marcus says he has two spank bangs, so I'm assuming one's from men and one's from women.
You think? He's bisexual, Danny. Play along. God damn it.
I would love to know who's in his man spank bank. Like, is are you,
me.
Are you, yeah, exactly. Eddie. Are you in
there? Marcus, do you want to fuck me? That's the question. Because you keep asking.
I know it. You know it.
No. Marcus keeps saying, Eddie, you want to suck my dick? No. Do you want to suck my dick?
No, that's what he said. He said before, does Eddie want me to suck his dick? So he
no, but then it's me wanting him to suck. You understand what I'm saying? Does he want desire? My meat thermos. My veiny candle. Does he want it?
Ooh.
That's what I need to know.
This is going to get nasty.
Damn right. 718-577-1389. Let's take a break, Danny.
Okay.
Let's finish up this conversation. We're all going to think about a woman that we want to fuck.
Marcus says no, by the way, where we go.
You don't want to fuck me, Marcus? Well, then fuck you.
I know that
God
you know
damn
that
it.
How about would you titty fuck him?
Yeah, you want a titty fuck me? Answer that when we come back. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these titty fucking words.
Nice.
God damn it.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun. We're all gonna have so much fucking fun when we need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your asshole. I gotta be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see.
Ham Radio.
Praise.
Ham Radio.
Oh, shit.
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us. Not too close. On Twitter. Twitter.com/HamRadioShow.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers. Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances. The hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What are you, stupid?
Oh, damn!
What up?
Dude, we are literally almost 100 days away. 100 days away from the goddamn amazing expo, the 2018 ED Expo, Danny, the Exotic Dancer Expo. Are you ready for this? We're going to Vegas,
I'm ready.
Baby.
Just, did you tell Joe he's taking us to the airport?
Yes, I did tell him that already. He knows. It's going to happen. It's a thing. We're going there in less than 100 days. It's going to happen. It's going to make it happen. The sponsor of this damn thing is, of course, Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion, 100% organic, handcrafted tequila. Danny, I got my itinerary right here. I got to go over it with you. There's a lot of stuff going on that we're going to be involved in. There's booths. There's a convention. There's an award show. There's a bikini contest. $10,000 bikini contest. Me, Ronnie Mund, J.D. Harmeyer, the whole world. Everybody's going to be there. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be a big, giant. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be astounding. You're going to be able to pipe the shit right out of your house. It's crazy. It's what's going down. For more information, go to theedpub.com. That's theedpub.com. Be there. We're going to be at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel, August 19th through the 22nd. The Ham Radio Show. Uncle Eddie and Danny, we invade Vegas as only we can. Please go to theedpub.com, baby. Now, of course, it's time for the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up.
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Charlie Sheen says a hooker suing him is an extortion ploy after she claims she had no idea he was HIV positive before carrying on a 2-year relationship. In a related story, the world's dumbest prostitute admitted in court documents that she's been making money illegally for at least the last 2 years. Dr. Dre lost a decades-long court battle over trademark infringement against an OBGYN who spells his Dr. Dre slightly different. And who, by the way, thank goodness doesn't run a sperm clinic. As the samples sold to infertile couples would have made the follow-up trademark lawsuit over the doctor's Beats by Dre a very sticky situation. Harvey Weinstein's attempting to cash in on an insurance policy the Weinstein Company took out. The only company willing to carry Weinstein's policy was Mutual of Omaha. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
You find Park Avenue clothes. You had your Dom Perignon in your hand and you spoon up your nose. Yeah!
When you wake
up in the it's morning, the Ham Radio Show live on hamradioshow.com. The reason I'm playing Billy Joel, happy birthday to Billy Joel.
Because you got to be a big shot, didn't you?
Yeah!
To open up your mouth.
69 years of age. Billy Joel is 69 today.
69.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Happy birthday to Billy Joel. 69. Other birthdays today. Rosario Dawson, Candace Bergen, and Albert Finney.
Albert Finney.
Yep. Last night. Oh.
Hey, how old is Candace Bergen?
I have no fucking clue. Hold on. Alexa. How old is Candace Bergen?
Candace Bergen is exactly 72 years old today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, boo!
Yeah. Yay.
So, yeah, 69 years of age for the one and only.
I started watching Murphy Brown again. It's on Nintendo.
Well, they're bringing it back.
Yeah, it's on Nintendo. Oh, they're bringing back the...
No, they're remaking it.
Oh, wow.
Remember? They're
kind
doing,
of old, isn't it?
Well, it's like the Roseanne thing they're doing. They're doing the...
They can't create new shows that are good, so we'll
it's
just
amazing
take the
that
the
Roseanne got the whole cast back together. Everybody's there.
Well, I know I know one show that they can't redo.
What's that?
Well, yeah, hold on for a minute. I got to prepare here. Sounds a little bit like this. Come on, Joe.
Oh, it's golden girl.
Back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
All my dead friends.
We're partying. Inviting everyone you knew. By the way, today marks the 26th anniversary of the Golden Girls' final first run episode.
Really?
26 years.
Wow. Hey.
26 years.
I'm an old fuck.
Yes, you are. So, Joe was asking me before, let's go around the room, which one of the Golden Girls are you fucking?
Betty.
No, they're all alive, Danny and Lee.
Betty White, regardless of the app.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah.
Gotta pick Betty White. Alexa, how old is Betty White? 108. No. I don't know if I bug. I think maybe, just for the best story ever.
Yeah.
I'm fucking Bea Arthur.
You would fuck Bea Arthur? I think
she
loves
you.
I'm
just gonna fuck Bea Arthur.
I think she'd fuck you.
I think she would, but I don't think she had a penis.
No, she definitely has a penis.
I don't think she had a
penis. Yes, she does.
You think she had a penis?
A big one.
A big old...
That's right.
She's
a hermaphrodite.
I don't think she's a hermaphrodite.
Yeah, she is.
By the way, these are the views of Joe and only Joe. And Joe doesn't...
What the fuck?
He doesn't understand hermaphrodite. He still doesn't get that. He's hermaphrodite.
All right, so Marcus says that...
What does Marcus say?
He has... Two
different spank bags.
Yeah, but they're both women. One is mental, and the other one is in hard drives, like so on the computer.
He shared those with me.
Right.
I have
and
some of them.
And he says, Eddie, if your cock is anywhere near his line of sight, he just might suck that fucker.
Oh, that's romantic to me. That's the same thing Giggles tells Billy.
And while Giggles says she was actually mad at Billy when she saw what he was sticking it into. She's like, dude, where are your standards? You can get better than that.
He did.
Giggles, you got to see a man sometimes has to work their way up.
Yes, he has to get to the main event. He was a curtain jerker in the beginning. Then he started having some nice preliminary matches.
A curtain jerker.
They start the show, Joe. Hey, let me explain, Joe.
I didn't know. Let me explain this to you. I've never heard the expression.
A curtain jerker is a guy that just starts the show. He's a jobber. He doesn't do anything. He's just there. He's enhancement talent. He doesn't get anything done.
That's a point.
Why are you telling me this?
Well, because I'm explaining it to Joe. Okay. You go out there, you have bullshit matches, till one day you start having something that makes the crowd stand up and do this.
Hello.
You're a wormy cocksucker, you know that?
Well, sometimes they say that, but that's usually the ref. Yes. Then what happens is you get all the way to the main event. Giggles is Billy's main event. And now he had to work hard.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, exactly. He had to stick his dick in some fucking weird places.
Oh, I did?
Some weird women.
Okay.
Were wrapped around that fucking meat thermos of his. Weird women.
Wow. Yeah.
And now he's got you. Be happy. That's all I gotta say.
Don't worry.
Be happy now. Ooh, Billy fucked. Some hideous women.
Did you ever do it to a girl and it hurt?
Yeah. Then she said, I'm calling the cops. I said, all right, gotta go.
Yeah.
No, what do you mean it hurt? Well, like you fucked her.
Cunnilingus and psychiatry brought us to this.
Because she was, like, tight? What do you, I don't see
well,
what I'm saying.
Well, he was large. And
oh, no, I've never had that problem.
Oh.
Well, the only time when they say I'm large is if I'm on top and they can't breathe.
Talking to
He's me. Large!
Large Marge sent you.
No.
Large Marge?
Yep.
I don't think Billy's packing fucking 12 inches. So what do you mean large?
How do you know? Have you actually seen it?
Yes, Billy said it. I didn't see it. Billy said he's the size of...
He described it. We had a police sketch artist come in.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a mole on it.
It's the length of a dollar bill.
The average penis size is a dollar bill.
The average male penis.
Mine is shrinking. It's not as big as it used to be.
Well...
I don't know why.
Is it going in for, like, you know...
Mine goes in, mine comes out. It does everything.
When I used to whack off, I could use two hands. Not anymore. Now it's like two fingers.
I think Joe is telling fables. Two hands, Joe? What are you, a black guy?
Well, at one time, you know, I don't know. Because I was thinner, probably. And I gained a lot of weight, you know.
Maybe.
That's true. Like, thin people have bigger dicks. I think maybe the weight, when they take it from your dick and they put it in your stomach.
See, yeah, I think that Danny, remember how we used to compliment Danny and he used to get mad?
Yeah.
Now he's got a little bit of a belly. I think he's got a smaller dick now.
I bet you you're right.
You're right. Now you're making me think, Joe.
Sure. Absolutely.
Now you're making me think that Danny's fucking schmeckle is not what it used to be.
At one time, I was 140 pounds, like when I was like 18, 19 years old.
Right.
I was 140 pounds. Very. That's
you were 140 pounds, but how many inches? That's the question.
Oh, God. It must have been like a foot. You know, it was like.
Your cock was not a foot long.
Well, it was.
You
like
never
a,
know.
It looked like a foot.
Do we have to get your wife to come down here and tell us how big your dick is? We'll do that.
That's why I got married. You know, everybody wanted me.
Well, oh, what? Was her pussy like, was it like a Cinderella story?
Well, you know.
It fits. It's just the right size.
You know, and women change too. You know, my wife was like, when we were young, she had a very small tits, very small. I loved them. Now they're tremendous.
You don't like them now?
Well, I like them.
Are you saying they're too big for you?
Of course I like them.
Are you saying your wife's tits are too big for you, Joe? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I'm trying to say is...
And I'm the one that has to go to the shrink.
People change. My dick got smaller, her tits got bigger.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, that's
life.
You sound like a knight with Marcus.
But yeah, just the way it is, you know.
Titty fucking.
You know.
Oh, we're titty.
Look at you, Eddie. If you lost 100 pounds.
Oh, I would have a giant guy.
You'd have a 4 foot dick, you know.
Exactly.
All that meat's got to go somewhere.
Well, this is one of the things I'm going to talk about.
Make it happen.
All right.
When I go see the shrink, this is one of the things I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, ask that question for me.
I'm going to pull my pants and go, where's my dick?
Yeah.
Giggle says she's not a main event, but for God's sakes, I can't imagine how he did what he did.
It was purely anal. He didn't look at them in the face.
And so, poor you.
And then she gets graphic and says it's the length of the back of her throat.
Yeah, but how much of her mouth's always open, but I don't know the length of her throat. She's always talking, Billy. That's what I'm saying. Billy's trying to contemplate what the length of the back of her throat means.
As long as it curves and touches the G-slot, that's all that matters.
The G-spot?
If she says G-slot.
Are we talking about your mouth slot or your fucking pussy
slot?
She wrote
slot.
No, she's right.
That's
heard,
all that
I've
matters.
That.
Is this deep throat?
You can have as long as a...
Go ahead, Danny. Learn. Take the small words first, Danny.
I think she wants to say dong, but she wrote dot or cock. She wrote doc. That sucks. You can have
it's
a
dong
long
cock.
Dock. That sucks.
It's a combo.
She meant G-spot.
Yeah. All right, so G-spot. But we're not talking about where your fucking G-spot is. I can do that with my fingers. We're talking about, first off, we don't want to know. I don't even want to know how big Billy's dick is. Why are we even discussing this?
Somebody asked.
I still want to have sex.
I think that was Joe, because I sure as fuck didn't ask.
This is bedroom talk.
This is totally bedroom talk.
According to Marcus.
My whole thing is that I don't think that Billy has. Oh, no, because Joe said that Billy's. Did you ever get into a thing where it was just too big, Billy?
Oh, I asked if you ever hurt a girl.
Right, where you painfully insert.
Yeah.
Because she's just not expanded enough for
you
to
but then
fit.
They kicked you out of the child ward and you were left. It was fine. Oh, it's so tight. Girl, she's 8. Get out of here, you fuck.
I always like when they go, ooh. Like, wow.
Coming up in the commercial break, let's all have sex.
Okay. Together or, like, separately? No, I think, Giggles, you are his main event, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
She just fucking always doubts herself. What the fuck, Billy? Tell her she's fucking beautiful. Go ahead.
I have.
Well, no, I mean on the air.
I've said things like, hey.
Hey, you're pretty. Hey.
Your snink sure is
pretty. I love those couples pictures that she's been putting up with you two guys. You guys are such a cute couple.
Yes, I'm.
Who's taking those pictures?
Did you see Billy in his dress clothes?
Well,
he had to go to a family party. He was in his dress clothes this weekend.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Gales looks terrific. She looks great. You're very
I think Joe's hitting on your girlfriend.
Well, not exactly.
Slash fiance.
Not exactly.
She's too young for me, but you know.
Not exactly.
Dude, he's already said 4 times that she's your girlfriend's pretty hot.
I'm trying to tell Billy how lucky he is.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to explain that to fucking Giggles herself when I said she was a main eventer, and she goes, no. That she's not. How do you see? That's the problem. Women don't understand
Everybody's
what men actually
some
want.
Sort of self.
Yeah,
we want boobies.
Self-doubt.
No, no, it's not even fucking. It's not a boobie thing, it's not even self doubt. Yeah. It's legitimate, just science. If Billy didn't want to be with you, if say you were an ugly fucking hag that you think you are, or whatever the fuck it is, you don't think you're a main eventer. Billy wouldn't be with you. I mean, isn't that fucking logical? Why would Billy show up and fucking hang around? He'd be like, "Hey, Vamoose, I fucked her once and I'm out." Yeah. That's a normal thing.
In the brown Jeep,
which was actually purple. On the front seat, her face was smushed up against the steering wheel. I remember it. Ooh. It's a good story.
Help.
I'm just saying that women never fucking think that they're as pretty as they are. Well, Giggles is a good-looking woman. It's probably the best-looking woman I think I've seen Billy with.
That depends on the woman. Some women think they're too gorgeous.
No, those are stuck-up bitches. Yeah, that's a different discussion, sir.
Yeah, sure is.
That's an egotistical, maniacal piece of shit woman.
Like you.
I don't think I'm fucking pretty.
You don't think so?
No, I always say I have a body like fucking Slimer from the Ghostbusters.
Well, all right,
so
nice.
Yeah, but he was cute.
He
so, Billy, she said she's waiting for you to say it.
Oh, she wants to hear it on the air.
Come on, Billy.
Hey, sweetie, you look beautiful.
Oh, he's talking to me.
And
now tell her.
And Marcus wants to know what it smells like.
Her puss?
Jesus.
Like fresh cotton candy. Oh, I'm not supposed to be speaking.
We'll send you a cotton ball.
Yeah. Can you do a swab, Giggles, and send it to bisexual Marcus?
Oh, God.
What, his cock or her pussy? That, by the way, because it's bisexual Marcus, you have to ask that question. What smell are we talking about?
Well, did you
Billy's meat pole or her meat box?
Did you see Orange is the New Black? There was a whole segment where
what were they discussing?
They were selling their dirty panties.
Well, that's a normal thing.
It is?
Yeah.
Dude,
he talked about. Oh, he never listens
he
to the show
He doesn't listen
anyway.
To the fucking show. In Japan, a place that I hope to go one day. They have vending machines
that
you can buy soiled women's panties in the vending machine.
Right.
Is that real?
That's totally
Joe,
real.
People have been selling fucking panties, bras, breast milk, fucking everything. They sell it all.
Yeah, Billy's family has a business.
Okay, so Marcus says that Eddie's pretty.
I am pretty.
You're pretty, Eddie. Yeah. And then he wants to know what the box smells like.
What her box smells like. Oh, well, that's Billy's a Billy box. Question. Yep. Billy, excuse me, what does your fiance's box smell like?
I don't know.
Let's play What's Her Box Smell Like? The brought to you by
land.
Verizon.
He says the promised land.
No, what was the promise? That's not a smell.
She says it
sure
smells
it
like
is.
Nothing.
Oh.
Is she like an uber clean woman, Billy? Giggles.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so it probably doesn't. It probably smells like nothing. It's like skin. Because, you know, like, because no, there are some girls, I told you my story.
Yeah.
First time I ever ate box in my life.
Yeah.
First time.
Yeah.
I go down on the girl. Uh-huh. She had a sweaty box. I swear to God, I almost threw up. It smelled like a fucking sock and despair.
Really?
Well, it was horrendous.
Probably what happened to the last person that was
down there. Oh, my God. It was fucking horrendous.
Well, you know what it is. It's like
horrendous,
it's
dude.
It's like if you're out all day and you haven't had a chance to shower and then all of a sudden sex comes upon you. Like, you know, it could smell.
Yeah, but dude, if you know that going in,
oh well, that's
then go in the bathroom before we have sex.
Go a little rub
and go down, do a little fucking rub with some soap and water for Christ's sake.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Remember the girl I fucked at Goom, Danny? Remember the girl I fucked at Goom and I brought her into the studio?
I don't keep track.
No, but the one girl I only brought one girl to Goom that we fucked.
I don't know what I did yesterday.
I fucked. I don't know what Danny did at Goom.
But you said. To him that we fucked.
That we fucked together as a team.
We tagged
him. Interesting. We did a
no
daisy
wonder
chain.
He doesn't remember. I try to burn that out of my brain, too.
I was talking about thruples with him earlier.
Yeah, he wants me to have a thruple.
No, I said you and Billy and Giggles should have a thruple.
She doesn't want to fuck me, and Billy doesn't want me to fuck his fiance.
What's a fluffle?
A thruple.
A fluffle.
The three-way fluffle. The,
a menage a trois.
Yes. No, what I was saying was when
you
I went, when I brought the chick to Goom, and we fucked at Goom. We went out on a date. We ate first, and then we came and went back into the offices at Goom, and we went back upstairs. And I literally told her, I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom. I told her, I think I got to piss because we just, you know, I wasn't in there peeing. I'm in there washing my balls and shaft.
You're a smart man.
Because I know that she's gonna put it in her mouth. I don't want her to taste like, you know. Saltine crackers and fucking D batteries and shit.
I
like, put a copper penny in your mouth. That's what it's gonna fucking taste like. You gotta clean your balls, gentlemen.
It was nice of you.
I'm very nice. Yeah. I'm not that asshole.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't think like you.
You gotta fucking clean your balls.
Yes.
If anything, we've learned anything from today's show.
Yes.
Besides Amy Dumas.
Yeah.
Who we learned is awesome and a sexy nerd who takes you on to go to asytv.com for further details about
SYTV.
Shut up. They fucking he a client. He's got to make a comment. SY. It's a side TV. Learn the fucking client. A side TV. Very nice people.
SY.
Yeah, shut up. The fucking besides all that, besides Joe not learning shit on this show. Wash your balls. That's the one thing you can take away.
I learned that. I mean, I do that too. I mean, like, so.
And we learned that we learned that Giggles' box doesn't have any smell.
Where's my dickie? Yeah.
And we learned that fucking that even though he finds me cute,
he does. Yeah,
he doesn't want to fuck me, and that's bisexual.
Well, I can understand that.
And Massive Headwound Monica has a boyfriend.
Yeah, that was something.
And she's almost a year sober.
Yeah. She's out of rehab. It's been a very eventful show today.
Al got his law degree.
He didn't get his law degree yet.
He's one third of the way there.
Oh, he didn't take the bar yet. Right?
Yeah, he took the Nina. He has to take the Pinta and the Santa Maria. He's still not done yet.
Well, that's nice. That's good. We have a lot of guys who are progressing.
We did a lot of shit today on the show, Dan.
Yeah.
What are you doing on the show? Oh, and tomorrow, Friday, I'm going to Lisa Ann's birthday party.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
If
you want to come.
Thrown out.
I did throw out invites to everybody, but no one fucked. Danny said, no! And I was like, fuck you, Danny. All right, listen.
All right.
Free speech is never silent. Always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, Danny.
Apocalypse begins.
Besides, Besides going ballsy, wash your balls! God damn it.
God damn it.
All right. Until next time, AMF, my friends, that's adios, motherfucker! Hey,
Shut
Danny.
Up.
No, Danny, tell him. Don't look at me like that. You fucking speak. Danny, tell him. Come on.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.